The Small Business Administration is changing the program that gives Alaska Native corporations advantages in scoring government contracts. The 8A program currently lets the corporations go after no-bid, sole-source contracts. The changes announced today are its first revamp in a decade. The 8A program's goal is to give Alaska Native shareholders the benefits of their corporation's business successes. Critics claim the corporations get too many advantages over other contractors and that not enough jobs and money make it back to the villages. SBA Associate Administrator Joseph Jordan in Washington says the changes make some basic updates and also aim to get program benefits flowing to the intended recipients. Jordan says one of the biggest changes is that Alaska Native corporations must now report exactly what benefits their shareholders receive.
We really wanted to shine a little bit more light and put a little bit more transparency on that community development and community benefit component. We haven't said in the regs, here is exactly what we're looking for, here's what a community benefit is or is not. We certainly aren't making judgments on these things are good and these aren't as good.
Jordan says the Alaska Native Corporations, or ANCs, have 6 months to comply with that change, and he says the SBA will work with them to work out the details. Another change affecting all minority-owned and disadvantaged small businesses that get a leg up from the 8A program has to do with partnering with bigger mentor companies. The 8As can still pair up with a larger corporation on a contract, like Boeing or Raytheon, but now the small business has to do 40% of the work. Also, the joint venture can no longer subcontract out the remaining work to the big mentor company. Jordan says if the mentor company wants more work, they have to bring the smaller business along too.
So those two things in concert, we think will address some of the issues that we had seen where you had large sole source awards going to joint ventures in which a large business was doing a lot of the work, the small business was not doing much of the work, yet that whole contract was counting as small disadvantaged business credit. Again, under the overall effort to make sure that the benefits are flowing to the recipients we're intending them to, we want to shore up some of the regs around that piece.
So far, reaction to the changes among users of the 8A program has been mixed. Three of the nation's largest Native American groups expressed concern today. The National Congress of American Indians Executive Director Jackie Johnson Peta warned that the regulations could be painful for Alaska Natives. But Will Anderson, president of Koniag Incorporated, which serves Aleutic shareholders from Kodiak, says the new regulations should not prevent ANCs from being successful.
The purpose of this program is to give small disadvantaged businesses a foothold in, you know, some industry, some segment that we might be pursuing, and to give us an opportunity to, you know, develop infrastructure, develop expertise so we're able to compete with the larger players. And in my view, you know, what's come out in the new regs really doesn't prevent us from doing that.
Anderson says the new requirement that the corporations list exactly how they're helping shareholders will take more effort, but he hopes it proves ANCs are serving their purpose.
On one hand, it is a burden, but there's a lot of misinformation out there right now about the level of benefits we're providing, and having this being formally reported like this, well, I think will really bring out that we are providing a lot of benefits and that they're significant benefits and that the program really is working.
Fairbanks-based Doyon Corporation Chief Operating Officer Aaron Schutt says Doyon and partners Arctic Slope and Cook Inlet Regional Corporations proposed changes to the SBA, and he says they support more disclosure of how the program benefits shareholders, but he has concerns about how that reporting will be used.
The difficulty is that the SBA has not really defined what that report's going to look like, nor what they intend to do with the data. So while our three companies and Doyon specifically supports the concept of sharing our benefits we provide to shareholders, we don't know exactly what that's going to look like.
The changes to the 8A program kick in 30 days.